July 4th weekend is traditionally a time when the grills are hot and people around the country are testing their barbecue prowess. To honor the smoke and sweat that come along with it, we took a little trip this weekend with the authors of a new book, Peace, Love, and Barbecue. We wanted to talk about what makes outdoor cooking such a primal draw. We started on the hot pavement outside our front door. We are standing outside of NPR headquarters. We've got barbecue master Mike Mills and his daughter Amy Mills Tunnicliffe. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's nice of you all to have us here.
Now, you've come to Washington to cook on the National Mall as part of the July 4th celebrations here. You have a restaurant in Murfreesboro, Illinois, your hometown.
Yes, ma'am. I go under 17th Street Bar and Grill.
You also have a restaurant in New York and in Las Vegas. You're the three-time Grand World Champion of the Memphis in May International Barbecue Festival. And now, you're very kind to take some time out and spend with us for a little adventure.
You know, that's what it's all about, whether it happens to be the real barbecue or even grilling, you know, which is a little bit of difference. I really enjoy that.
Well, I'm hungry. Are you?
I'm really hungry.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We've asked Mike and his daughter to come along to a local restaurant where we hope to persuade Mills to divulge some of his barbecue secrets. As we drive, he tells us it's hard to be a traveling barbecue chef.
I have several mobile pits. This is the 4th of July, and they're all in use.
So now Mike Mills is in Washington, pitless. But the barbecue business is a close community. He's made a few calls and found someone who can donate what he needs.
I said, well, what do you have? He said, well, it's just one out of my backyard. And he said, the Air Force used to use it. And I said, it'll be perfect. I've never seen it. I don't know what it is, but I'll figure out how to use it. But this is just the way they are. I get this same thing in southern Illinois and also a lot in Vegas. I'm coming to town to do such and such an event. Where can I get some equipment?
Well, here we are now in Glover Park, and we'll find a place to park and see how good the food is. We've arrived at a bustling joint called Rocklands. It's tiny, just one table and a row of bar stools in the bay window. A row of old meat cleavers hangs from the ceiling in the open kitchen.
What do you got going on here?
Mike heads straight for the grill.
That's wood fired.
There are ribs, chicken, green onions for garnish. We finally manage to pull Mike Mills away from the flames and frenzy of the smoke-filled kitchen, and we sit down a few feet over at the large wooden table. Mike tells us his barbecue fame has only come after 3 decades spent in a completely different career.
I made prosthetic appliances for dentists, crowns, bridges, partials, dentures, but I always barbecued on the side. I actually didn't get in the barbecue business until 1994.
And you were how old then?
Oh, too old. I was in my 50s, early 50s at that point.
Okay, so all kinds of people now are listening, thinking, hey, I could still do it.
It's never too late. You know, I barbecue every day, or eat barbecue every day of some type.
There's never too much?
Never too much. We need to eat.
I don't want your food to get cold. Dig in.
Hand me one of those, Amy. Thank you. She just handed me a big old spare rib there. I love them.
There's a lot of regional competition when it comes to barbecue. I mean, you were just told here you're going to have real barbecue, and I bet you hear that everywhere you go. Can you tell me what are the differences between barbecue and, say, the Southeast versus the West, you know, Memphis versus Kansas?
The majority of it is going to be in your sauces. Let's say in the Kansas City area, it's going to be very sweet, molasses sweet, honey sweet, and maybe just a little bit spicy. You get into Texas and you'll find more ketchup, even the same way in the north. You get into the Memphis area, which is where the style that I like, you'll find more dry rubs. But sauce can also be dry. It doesn't have to be wet. In other words, a dry rub and our salt and pepper can be considered a sauce. It's just a dry sauce.
Take a few more bites and then I'll ask you another question. Oh, they're good.
They got great flavor. I haven't tried the baby backs yet, but
Now, another big debate is the charcoal versus gas. Can I ask where you come down on that?
As I lick my fingers, because they're good. In this day and age, you're going to, everything will eventually. All of the old-timers that I've been to, they are gradually switching over to have either the gas or electric assistance. One of the reasons for this is barbecuing is time-consuming anyway.
Right.
Who's going to watch the pit? 18 hours, 12 hours, whatever, during the night, and make sure that pit's going to stay up to temperature. Otherwise, you're going to be married to this restaurant.
Married to the pit.
Is there such a thing as real barbecue or the best barbecue?
There's a lot of real barbecue. Whatever you think in your mind and to your taste buds is the best flavor is real and the best there is to you.
It's a comfort type thing.
It's a comfort type thing. If I can make you say that reminds me of home, or that reminds me, if I can bring back that memory to you, I've done my job.
Mike Mills' own notion of comfort barbecue goes back to childhood. He starts his book with the story of his dad back in the 1940s. He was a traveling salesman peddling cigarettes and toothbrushes. Leon Mills died at just age 42, but Mike remembers that in every spare moment, his dad was obsessed with the art of barbecue. A photo in the book shows him tending a homemade pit in the family's backyard.
It was just a way of life. You know, he enjoyed other people. He loved to hunt and fish. He mainly fished more than he hunted because he could barbecue while he was fishing. He could kind of get everything on. He could go over to the bank and go fishing.
Was he always seeking that perfect barbecue?
You know, all of us are still seeking that perfect barbecue. I don't care how many years you've been in business or how many years you've been barbecuing, you're always seeking to make it better.
Amy, can I ask you, did your dad pass on the barbecue bug early?
Well, it's funny. I lived in Dallas right after college, and I was so excited when I would see barbecues or my company would be having a barbecue, and I would go expecting this flavor of home. And, of course, it was nothing like what I grew up with. I tried everywhere looking for that flavor, and it took me a while to understand that I could really only get that at home.
This is July 4th weekend. All over the country, people are standing over their pits and their grills. If you had one piece of advice for the amateur chefs out there, what would it be?
Turn down the heat. Use a little less charcoal and take a little more time. Do not keep flipping the meat over and over because that dries it out.
Oh, really?
You can move it around, but don't keep flipping it. Enjoy what you're doing. There's great pleasure in turning out a great piece of meat.
Mike Mills is the author of Peace, Love, and Barbecue, along with his daughter, Amy Mills Tunnicliffe. Thanks both so much for joining us for lunch.
It's been a real treat. I feel very honored to have been able to be on the show and come here to Rocklands and have a great meal.
If only we could all go take a nap now.
Yeah.
You can learn more about Mike Mills' barbecue secrets and find recipes at our website, npr.org. And if you have questions for Mike Mills about the secrets of good barbecuing, send them to us at watc@npr.org.